Hello again. Now, what a day Tuesday was. Biblical volumes of water falling from the heavens, a month's rain in an hour, followed by a sudden drying out, almost as if nature was toying with us. We had a few queries about patients taking ranitidine, aka Zantac, this week too. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has drawn attention to reports that some ranitidine-containing products have been shown to contain a known impurity, a nitrosamine called N-nitrosodimethylamine. This chemical is an environmental contaminant found in many products, but it's also been suggested that it's a carcinogen on lab testing, in other words, liable to cause cancer, presumably giving laboratory poor old creatures huge volumes of the stuff. Who knows? Anyway, on the basis of this information, many outlets in the United States and spreading worldwide this week have temporarily suspended the sale of this product, pending further inquiry. In the olden days, pre-modern medications, for example, stomach or so-called peptic ulcers, severe heartburn and the like, all we had to treat them with were simple antacid buffer solutions to sort of aid us. Sodium bicarb containing liquids or chalky things, all designed to neutralise stomach acid. We could rest the stomach, and Lord only knows how it worked. We had milk drips infused down patients' throats. They had a sort of ulcer diet, a very bland, simple diet. White fish, maybe white chickens type stuff, very soft foods, bit of rice, mashed potatoes, but nothing likely to enthrall the appetite. We had various party successful medications in those days, but then in the 70s, came along cimetidine. Now, this chemical actually reduced stomach acid production at its source. It was revolutionary. Another medication arose from that same stable or type of medication. These were called H2 antagonists. And this was even better. This one didn't have many of the potential side effects or other medication interactions of cimetidine, but it wasn't cheap. I remember one of my local consultants, well, he was shocked at the price. 50p a tablet, and this was in the 70s, remember. That was very expensive. But crikey, it worked. This stuff really worked, reducing the need for numerous procedures from post-World War II times, really. And it was called ranitidine, or rather, Zantac. In those days, everything came by the proprietary name, Zantac. In those days, not that long ago, many Manx adults would be sporting the abdominal wall scars, marking the sites of incisions produced by the work of local surgeons with names such as Bob Lamming, Nick Bating, or John Lee. Procedures, operations were being carried out with titles always slightly exotic and serious sounding, but usually simply reflecting what exactly was actually on the menu, or as it was called, the operating list that day. Maybe a vagotomy and pyloroplasty, maybe a partial gastrectomy, partial removal of the stomach and a little bit of the duodenum. Operations designed to remove parts of the stomach that contain a nasty and painful persistent ulcer. Or to reduce the acid production by tweaking the nerves supplying the stomach itself, the vagotomy. Neither procedure without, of course, significant side effects, but in skilled hands, and these were skilled surgeons, they did pretty well, but still, it was major. No endoscopes to peer into the stomach in those days, no CT scans, no MRI scans. Ultrasound scanning was a bit, well, not quite it is nowadays. No discovery as yet of that weird bug associated with most peptic ulcers, Helicobacter pylori. What a weird name that is. So that's why some of us look at Zantac, ranitidine, and say a quiet thank you for saving so many lives, so many stomachs and ulcers over the decades. When was the last time you heard of anyone having a burst ulcer? It's not so common anymore. It used to be very common. Let's hope this blip is thus temporary. Ranitidine, nowhere near as powerful as some of the most modern antacid medications, but incredibly safe. Well, we thought so, and with very few side effects. And it doesn't interact with much at all. Watch this space then, and fear not. I sense it's hopefully just a very precautionary piece of work. But nowadays, that's the only way to do things. Zantac may have gone from hero to zero, but in some minds, well, in reality, it's really not like that. As ever, it's all a bit complicated and more to do with the pharmaceutical industry machinery, just making sure things are done correctly, than anything else. By the way, If you are unaware, the flu jabs are in, of course, for both the under 65s and the over 65s. They're slightly different again this year. The nasal variety of flu vaccine for the under 18s remains slightly elusive, but is around. Until next week. Cheerio.